Hello and welcome to Creating Abundance. My name is David Large, and on this CD, I'm going to explain a little bit about the laws of physics and how our conscious, subconscious, and our unconscious or collective consciousness attracts things to us through the law of attraction. Very simply, things that you're conditioned to attract to you. In other words, if you have a memory association that you know you can make a living, you know you can make a nice dinner. It's because you have the past memories and the conditioning and the belief that you can attract these things to you. You want to go to the show, you can make it happen. Even if your budget's really tight, there are certain things that you know you can make happen. Now, whether we're talking about money, or relationships, or health, the way the conscious and subconscious mind works is when we're born, we develop belief systems through our social environment, through our parents. And depending on how we are brought up, we become conditioned to certain things. If we're conditioned to a lack of abundance, we find that as adults, we go out and we'll attract similar situations to us because our subconscious mind doesn't have a point of reference. What I'll be doing on this CD, on the first meditation, is taking you into a meditative state and drawing on those subconscious memories, things that you have attracted to you in your life. That whole meditation is about really acknowledging the abundance that we have. This opens up our minds. First off, it polarizes us more towards the positive. And we can see how when we had a belief about something, we manifest it all the time. Side two, we'll be going deeper into the unconscious and bringing up what we call quantum possibilities. Quantum physics explains to us that there's an infinite amount of possibilities, but our mind tends to go towards what it's programmed to receive. So we have to develop new perceptions, new ways of looking at things. I'll give you an example of this. When the tall ships of the Columbus time first came to the North Americas, the natives in the horizon couldn't see the ship because they had no point of reference in their subconscious mind. It was only through days of pondering that eventually they could see the tall ships, and because of their perception, they could explain it to the other natives. Sounds pretty bizarre, but another example is if somebody shaves off their mustache or changes their color of their hair slightly, you might not notice it because your mind's not used to perceiving it. So without going too deep into quantum physics and explaining it or too deep into that theory, simply realize that what we're going to do now on meditation two is take you into what we call the deeper into the unconscious or the imagination. If you can imagine a new you, if you can imagine yourself as a non-smoker, if you can imagine yourself with lots of money, if you can imagine yourself with that perfect relationship, if you can imagine yourself healthy, your subconscious mind doesn't know the difference. So in a way, instead of coming out into the physical world to get a new memory, we're going into our imagination to get a probable memory, something that could happen. If we can imagine it, it can happen. Then we're going to condition the nervous system to accept this idea. And then there will be logical steps that we take out in the world to accomplish this goal. So backing up a bit, what we're going to do on track one is teach you how to go into a meditative state if you don't already know how to do that. And basically what we're doing is take you into the border between being awake and being asleep. My way of looking at it is when you're asleep, you're sort of in your subconscious and unconscious mind. Your brain is processing all the time through our dream process. We're actually getting information from this unconscious or this collective consciousness that Jung talked about all the time. The difference with meditation or hypnosis is creating a bridge between these levels of our consciousness so that we're more interactive with it, we're more conscious of it, and therefore it's more powerful. So track one is going to take you into that state of relaxation, that meditative state, and I'm going to use suggestion to stimulate memories and show you how, in certain areas of your life, you're manifesting and bringing things to you through the law of attraction all the time. And then it becomes subconscious, it becomes a given. On track two, we're going to go into our imagination, or deeper into this unconscious part of ourselves, and start to visualize and imagine new probabilities in our life. We're then going to lock them into our nervous system through a process that we'll be doing. So over the course of 3 weeks, listening to your meditation CD 3-4 times a week, taking some practical steps towards your goals, you'll find that you'll be attracting new abundance into your life. After 3 weeks, I'd start to let it go and maybe focus on something else. And you can use this program for weight loss, for a habit, for bringing more wealth into your life, for bringing more health, for developing a different relationship with your son or your daughter or your spouse or your mother. We live in a quantum sea of infinite possibilities. If we can imagine it, it can happen. The difference is locking it into the nervous system, as we do on track two, so that we come to expect it to happen. So again, track one is going to be reminding you of the things you have achieved through this process. And then track two is about bringing new abundance into your life. So good luck, and we'll see you on track one.